And it has all been leading up until that point where you find the purpose for your life, the calling for your life, why you're breathing. And because you have free will and the ability to make decisions and choose to do whatever you want to do in this life, you have two options. Hello and welcome to the Warrior King podcast. My name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur here to assist you in leveling up every aspect of your life. So again, welcome. I live right next to a biker bar and apparently they're having the biggest party ever. So I apologize if motorcycles are constantly going by in this episode. I kind of have no control over that. I just want to thank you guys for all the positive feedback, all the likes and the comments and all that kind of stuff. It's super awesome to see this channel and podcast grow. I've only been doing it for a couple of months and already it's growing exponentially. So thank you guys for being here. It's super awesome to talk to you today. We have an awesome topic today, which is the importance of your life. And I know some of you are thinking, me? Not me. Yes, you. There is great importance for your life, and that's what I want to talk to you about today, so let's get right into it. Or maybe I should have said, without further ado, let's get right into it, or something like that. I don't know. So you might ask me, Michael, why is my life so important? Well, first of all, you were born human, so you pretty much hit the jackpot. We live on a planet that is teeming with life. There is an overflowing abundance of life forms on this planet. So many, in fact, that they're still discovering new ones. So what's so special about being a human? Well, first of all, birds do bird things. Monkeys do monkey things. Dogs and cats do dog and cat things. Humans are the only thing on this planet with free will. What does that mean? Well, it means a lot of things, but in this case, it means that you can choose to do anything you want to do in this life. No bird has ever decided to travel the world and see the world. They just fly south in the winter when they're supposed to. No cat has ever decided to start a multi-million dollar business. You can do anything you want to do in this life. And this can either be constructive or this can be destructive. And that's all based on the decisions that you make. And the decisions that you make are your free will. So with that being said, let me ask you something. Why aren't you doing something extraordinary with your life? Why aren't you doing something great? Why are you not pursuing greatness? Why are you not following your dreams? Why are you being held back from following your dreams? And why are you choosing to live a life of mediocrity if that's what you're choosing to do with your life? Like I said, you hit the jackpot, bro. You're human. You can do anything you want to do in this life. The fact that you are inside of you, processing this information with a consciousness that nobody can fully explain, is nothing short of miraculous. You're watching this with eyes that see or listening to it with ears that hear, and processing it with a brain that nobody fully understands. There are 30 to 40 trillion cells in your body. There are approximately 100 billion neurons in your brain. The fact alone that you exist is mind-boggling, but you do exist. You do, and it's absolutely beautiful. Here comes one of those motorcycles I was talking about. It's been nonstop, bro. There is a purpose and a plan for your life. I truly believe that. And if you were crafted in your mother's womb until you breathed your first breath of life, and if you went through all that you've been through in this life and learned everything that you've learned along the way, and if your body and your mind grew as you grew up and got stronger and stronger, and if your heart pumped blood through your body tirelessly like some sort of perfectly designed machine of life. What was all that work for? It was to make you who you are today. So why are you who you are today? Because you have a purpose and a plan for your life. There is something great in store for you that you can't even see or conceive yet. And it has all been leading up until that point where you find the purpose for your life, the calling for your life, why you're breathing. And because you have free will and the ability to make decisions and choose to do whatever you want to do in this life, you have two options. You can either make all of the wrong decisions and take a self-destructive path and basically waste your life away and cheat the world out of your calling, your purpose, the reason why you're here, and cheat yourself out of it. Or you can realize the miraculous importance for your life and pursue all of the abundance that is waiting for you on the other side of pursuing your calling and your purpose. One thing that I find very, very wrong with the world that we're living in right now and society is that we're kind of taught that there is nothing special about our lives. We're led to believe that everything is meaningless, and this starts in like elementary school. I mean, really think about it. We are led to believe that everything has no meaning. Nothing has a special meaning. Everything just kind of happened. You just kind of happened, and everything around you just kind of randomly happened, right? I mean, think about it. There is a sun that represents the day and a moon that represents the night, and somehow one is just a rock and one is just a ball of gas that just happened to appear there by chance. And I believe that the world is in so much turmoil because we have lost the belief of the importance of our lives. Don't you believe that? Haven't you felt that deep down on some level? Isn't there sort of a burning desire within you to do more, to be more, to help others, to do good things, to do great things in this life? It's really heavy, I know, but it's true. Don't rob the world of your unique calling, your unique purpose, and your unique gifts. Do something great with your life. Don't be afraid to do something great with your life. Believe and believe deeply that there is more for you. Believe that there is a reason why you are here, why you're breathing. Find out why you're breathing and pursue that thing relentlessly. Relentlessly. I have trouble saying that word sometimes. I've found out ever since I started this podcast and channel that there are just some things that when they show up in the middle of a sentence, my tongue just wants to not say that word. It just fails me. And relentlessly is one of those words. So what do? Number one, make a plan and take action on it. Number two, believe in yourself. Number three, have unwavering faith. What do I mean by unwavering faith? Well, you have to believe that there is a purpose and a calling for your life, and you have to believe in that thing when you're pursuing it, or else nothing will ever come of it. You have to believe in that thing. You have to have unwavering faith in that thing and in that purpose while you're pursuing it. Because as I've talked about before on this podcast, when you're pursuing something, at first it seems like nothing is happening, and it will seem like you made a huge mistake. And sometimes you will question if it is your purpose or if you're doing the right thing, and you have to push past that point and keep going for that thing. If you have found the calling and the purpose for your life, you have to pursue that thing relentlessly. See, I almost messed that word up again. Even when it seems like it's not working, because it is the purpose and the calling for your life. And I did another episode that I'll link to this one where I talked about cycling through purposes, and sometimes something seems like it's your purpose for a while and then it drops off and you have another purpose and another, and then you find out later down the line that you were in training camp the whole time and you were learning things from all of those small purposes along the way that led to your ultimate calling and purpose. And that's one of the reasons that I believe so strongly that there is a purpose and a calling and an importance for all of our lives, because I had so many small purposes up until my ultimate purpose, which was being an author and talking to you today. And I realized that I learned so many things through all of those small things that I did that seemed like dumb, silly things now that all led up to this one big thing. And I'm like, wow, I know how to do all of this, and this is my purpose. So, and whatever your purpose is at the time, you should be pursuing that thing without stopping, without giving up, unhindered by anything or anyone, and going for that thing. But definitely don't be doing nothing, because everything is leading up to your ultimate calling and your ultimate purpose. And like I said, there is an importance and a purpose for your life. When you were a little child and people would ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you had these grand visions of what you wanted to be. And this might sound harsh, but was it, I want to go to work all day long and then come home and do nothing, drink beer, watch football, or play video games for hours, just hoping to get to the weekend as fast as possible, watching my life fly by day? No, you believed that there was a purpose for your life. This is what I want to be. This is the grand vision for my life, right? I don't know, maybe that was just me, but I had great visions of what I wanted to be when I grew up. I think first it was, I wanted to be a professional boxer because I was really into fighting and martial arts and the Rocky movies. And then after that, I wanted to be a professional football player. And then after that, I wanted to be a rock star and play in bands. And I actually accomplished that dream early on in my teen and young adult years. But that was the only one. I wasn't a professional boxer or a professional football player. I would love to be a boxer still, but I don't really know what the age cutoff range is. You know what I mean? And I'm scared that I would really hurt somebody because I'm such a badass. Sorry, I'm going off on a side tangent here. But no, if you're living a life of, from lack of a better term, mediocrity and doing nothing special, nothing great, and nothing important for your life, I'm sorry to say it, but you are wasting your life, and you are choosing with your free will to cheat the world out of your unique gifts that could be contributing in a much better way. Like I said, there is a great importance and a great calling for your life, and it's not to sit around doing nothing with your life. And in this modern life, in this modern lifestyle, this modern society, society, we are being crushed with distractions that are keeping us from seeing our full and true potential. If you knew the importance for your life, you would absolutely be doing more. I want you to know and remember today that your life is very, very important. And I want you to know that you will do great things in this life as soon as you use your free will to make the decision to do great things in this life. I believe that there is overflowing abundance in store for you. You just have to believe it too. All right, there's another motorcycle, so that's our cue to wrap up this episode. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. I hope that you got something out of this. I really hope that this inspired you to do more, to be more, to understand the importance for your life, bro. You are a human. You hit the jackpot. You can do anything you want in this life. You are beautiful. You are awesome. You're a total badass, dude. I really, really, truly believe that. And I want you to get out there, find the purpose for your life, and pursue it relentlessly. Maybe if I just say it slowly like that, nobody will notice. Definitely engage with the content, like, subscribe, comment, all that kind of stuff, so we can reach more men all over the world to inspire them to level up every aspect of their lives. I'm going to link a video here at the end that's very closely related to this topic where you can expand on this and we can talk about the calling and purpose for your life and all of that sort of stuff. It was so great to talk to you today, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Thanks.